Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Now we have to be quick and get out of here. If not, you will not be able to go. So put up that scripture very quickly. Very quickly, very quickly. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 15. We don't have the scriptures. Okay, let me read it. Maybe that thing has also received a touch of this, of the anointing. And the Lord took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of this garden you may freely eat, 17, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So I will not preach from this, I will just read it, but on Tuesday online, we'll talk about it. But put this down. There are five items from the verse I just read that establishes dominion in the life of any man. Now, you see, when Matthew was ministering, Matthew was ministering. I hope even Matthew will understand what I'm about to say. Matthew was ministering. You see, when you walk with God to a certain level, I'm not saying you are perfect. I say when you walk with God to a certain level, you'll be given a horn. That horn will be your signature. Whenever you minister and the power of God is upon you, you will observe that certain things are consistent with that particular minister. It may not even be, the environment might be noisy, but you will see certain manifestations that are consistent with that horn. It is dangerous as a minister to stand on the altar or to minister without a horn. Now, the horn here is symbolic of your authority. The authority, the right to do as you please in that gift. So when you sing out of your gift, you can bless a lot of lives. But when you minister out of that horn, God possesses your gift. And He takes the liberty to move in the area as He pleases. If the horn you have been given is the horn of wisdom, no matter the depth of confusion, once you step into that reality that you have something that the Lord gave you, which is called wisdom, the Lord possesses the gift in you. Everything you begin to say from that moment, people will be looking at you like, is it you? Because this one now, it is obvious something is talking through you. And how you will know that this is a on is that that level of operation will be consistent. It is not one off. The best way to understand the on you have been given is to look for consistent patterns. When you see something that is a pattern that is consistent, and if you want to strengthen that operation, you see that manifestation that you are having that people are blessed by, you will also have it alone when you are with God. So the life of your gift, the strength of your horn, is the presence of God resting over your life. What Satan was looking for in Adam and Eve was a separation from the presence. The moment he achieves that, if you like, live for 900 years, they will be wasted. No record in heaven. Some of us are looking for longevity, when what you should be looking for is intimacy. You cannot be accurate in discerning and operating in spiritual things if you use God like an ATM machine. You come in, press your pin, withdraw. As long as your relationship is bound to your benefit, you'll be kept at a level. You are a spiritual baby. But when you now desire to rise above that, that, Lord, everything I have been through in my life, I want you to now use it for your glory. I'm going to say, are you serious? Say yes. Oh yeah, elevate. That's how people rise spiritually. You will look at all the challenges in your life. You will now say, this one, God, use it. God, that's okay. But you are divorced. I should use it. Okay. Climb higher. Somebody else will be somewhere praying 21 days. God will not answer him. Why? Because you made a commitment. You made a covenant. You entered the covenant of God that this shame that I have carried, I once aborted a baby. Lord, I want you to use this shame for the deliverance of many. Let me be your vessel to reach people like this. Are you willing to do it? Say yes. Okay. Upgrade. That promotion will now accrue to you certain benefits in that office. It's the same way you are taken out of the general office and made supervisor or head of team. Certain things will appeal to that office, not you. You will be able to do certain things because of the office, not because you prayed into it. That's an aside. Maybe it's for somebody. Okay. So when the Lord took the man and put him, please put up that scripture. Oh, do we have it now? Put up Genesis 2:15. And I want to cause a problem, but we will not fight. And the Lord God took the man and put him where? Sorry, I thought he was created inside the garden. We are be digesting that one. We digest, but we will not fight today. Oh, just study. Eh? The man, your father, your forefather. God was the one who took him and what? Brought him into the garden with an assignment. The purpose of bringing him there was to dress and to keep. So put this down. There are five pillars you must touch when dealing with the subject of dominion. Number one is the subject of divine intention. Why is God interested in my life? What does God hope to achieve with my life? If I am not a mystic, if everyone that is born into this world had a divine plan from God, so what is God's intention? This discovery alone will set you apart from 90%. Because most people don't know. Most people are only doing what others are doing because it is the trend. Everybody is going to Canada, you go. When they run away from Canada, go to Japan, you also follow them. That's how I've been going since. No career, no life, no nothing. And it's not just about Canada. If you have the opportunity, it's cold, so it's cold over there. If you have the anointing, you can go. But me, I'm here. What I'm telling you is, and this, because some people hear you now, somebody now we think I said people should not go. Once they open the border, now I'm going. I've packed my bag. So don't think that this message is not about traveling. I'm just using that as an example. Divine intention. Lord, all these things have passed through. What do you intend? There must be something you are interested in. My story. Painful experiences, my tears, brokenness. It's something you want to do with it. Lord, I am willing. That's the first thing. Number two, divine location. God took the man and put him in the garden. There was a specific location. You may be a good person, you may be kind at heart, you may be the best in terms of loving people, but if you are in the wrong place. Actually, a good Christian can be in the wrong place. can be wrongly married with good intentions. All right? You just want to change your name. You are tired of your name. You want to change the Pharaoh Timi and be Ben Shafe. I came to tell you my forefathers were masquerades. So before you come and join me, you better ask me if I still have fellowship with the sons of Belial. So don't just join me. Huh? Because his name is Williams. Why did you change your name? Tell me, because I know in your area is Ogun Yimika, is Ogun Rotifa, all these Ogun. But you are Williams. What happened to that name? Let me know what I need to pray about, because now this Williams will not know what is behind that name. Tell me. The moment you miss your location, sincerely speaking, there is no remedy. You have to go back to where you are supposed to be for there to be any conversation. God will not change your purpose because you missed your address. He will rearrange you back to where you are supposed to. And that's why for many of us, despite our prayer and fasting, you notice that there's one area you just keep finding yourself. Some people are trained engineers, but if they look at all the areas where they have ever been useful, it's in NGO-related fields, you know. They have projects with NGOs. If they try to get an engineering job, nobody will answer them. But even when they are not praying, so you say, there's one project, are you interested? They will call you. And you will do well, except that your mind is in engineering. Maybe Chiamaka is there. You want to go and join her. So you want engineering by force. You even studied civil engineering. But now, you find yourself doing NGO. So that may be God's mercy to you, to prevent you from having your way. If you have been praying against something and God keeps leading you back there, just be thanking him. As you are hearing me now, be thanking him, because that is his way of helping you. He knows that you cannot fight. And your matter is a long one. So he will just, that any prayer they pray, once you pray the prayer, direct her back to another NGO project. Just be given an NGO project, because this one, if we open the door once, you will see her in engineer, she will not come back. And she starts speaking, say, I'm a trained engineer. And say, meanwhile, where you will blossom is on the other side. Location can affect your destiny. Yes. And when we talk about location, it has many meanings. Marital location, destiny location, ministry location. I know people who live abroad. Their pastors are very good people. Like, they love the Lord. But they didn't get the answer to their prayer until I prayed for them. So how do you explain that? Yes. Sometimes it's just like that. Your pastor can be in the village. Your lifelong pastor, not the temporary one. And if you go for 10 years, you will come back. You see that one that has a broken tooth, that doesn't speak English, that only uses Igbo language or Yoruba. When he lays his hands on you, will feel it like, it's like I felt something. Hey, that's your pastor. Not the one that I say, do you want a revolution? You must differentiate between a dancer and a pastor. They are not the same. Location. What's the first one? Divine intention. Number two. Number three. And everything I'm talking about is from this verse, but I will explain on Tuesday, if the Lord permits. Number three, divine assignment. These are the pillars of dominion. When you find out what God has in store for you, then you must find out where that assignment will be carried out. Thereafter, what is the assignment? Do you know that, as funny as it may sound, your assignment may be that when you marry Williams, you must not delay. That's your only assignment. And God is, your work is very easy. Though that work is not easy because Williams is stubborn. But it's your husband. It's the man you married. It's a man of his word. Anytime he says something, he must do it. You cannot change his mind. So God gave you a very simple but difficult task. Say, make sure he succeeds in his ministry. So you have to be praying for him. So if you do your job well, you will get the same reward. Sometimes when you say you are always having issues with your spouse, it's because you stepped out of your ministry. Sometimes it's not the quarrel that is the issue. Sincerely, people quarrel and it even leads to deeper love. I tell you. Some women even like anytime they quarrel with their husband because it means after that quarrel, Pepe will rest. Just say, are you still angry? And say, let me ask that. Yeah, check your account. 100K. Say, when else I will fight you? Some of you know that if you want to collect money from me, all you have to do is just do one nice air, be looking so young and sweet and soft. You say, kilele. This thing is not bad. We're fine. I know you are fine. Is that your first bank account? That's it. Don't worry, and I will answer your account. After this, I will answer your account. Worry, my fellow. You will see. In fact, I don't want to do it. I will do it. You see, I will do it. As I just said it, I know God wants me to do it. So I'll do it. So don't clap. I'm just telling you, I don't want to be, because if you are clapping, I may be tempted to send more than I'm supposed to send. So just, what? Please, amen. No. Let's share the grace in fellowship. Please. This is a gang up. What's going on here? Next point. People, I don't even know. How did we get here? It was divine assignment I was talking about. Number four, divine instruction. Please, I want you to do a study. MJ, I don't know if you be careful. I want you to like do a study. All these are the pillars. When you see people that are very strong in their God-ordained authority, they know these five things. If you know two or three, you will see the measure of authority based on the ones you know. You will see it. After your assignment is the instruction. These are for you, Samson. You must not cut your hair. This one is personal to you. Apart from the general word of God that everybody will follow, God will tell you, Mama, for the rest of your years, I want you to be like Prophetess Anna, always in the house of God praying. That's it. You do the job, you will get the same reward that Abraham got. God knows the look face. So if he asks you to do something, your reward will be commensurate because your obedience will translate to something in his bigger plan. You say, till I see you, I want to be hearing your voice morning and evening. Okay, be praying for this man. That's all. What's special about him? Say you will know. But this is your life assignment, and you must not tell him. The brother will see the next day, will not even greet you. Hello? Just go. But you will be tested. Anna prayed until she carried Jesus like this. What she was praying for was a baby. I thought he would be one mighty man of war. Glory to God. With a crown, with fire in his eyes. It was in Revelation we now saw the fire. The woman was dead. Can you imagine that what you waited for was the beginning of a new season? Everything, Lord, you said, your word, that baby, that child, that glorious Savior. When the baby came, is this one? Where are you coming from? We are managing at one manger. Which says mushy. Holy Spirit,
Have I made mistakes?
Carry the baby, Joe. Which one is, have you made mistakes? You will not die, yo. If you don't carry the baby, you cannot die, yo. To men, it didn't mean anything. To God, oof. That intercession preceded the arrival of his own son. They are not getting it. That intercession. Jesus was not born carelessly. There was a priest and a prophet. Why are you praying? If they tell you, you cannot even understand. It doesn't make sense that they say Messiah is coming. The thing that Isaiah said, Isaiah died, left us here. Hundreds of he said, Abel, Mama, well, some people need to do some things to keep themselves busy. So it's all right. So a priest and a prophetess, intercession. Are you seeing why some people's destinies cannot be stopped anyhow? What came before them was prayers. That's the person you want to go and compete with in your class. The one that the parents have been praying 7 years. The one that prayer, they were trusting God for a child. 7 years, they were praying. Then one day they say, Lord, if you give us this child, we'll give him back. God now give them a child. And you think that child will be ordinary? That child will be carrying the seven spirits of God. You must know the instructions that are peculiar to your destiny. They are for you. If you want to marry a man, let him know. This is the kind of person you are married. Don't let love lead the way. You understand? Don't let love lead the way. After you have deceived yourself, okay, I love you, I'll die with you. Sit down. This is the person you want to marry. I'm an intercessor. First of every month, I'm on the mountain waiting on the Lord. Second of every month, then every 90 days, every three months, I do 7 days fasting. I will not come out of that room. Hope you can cook for yourself that period. Or maybe I should just cook soup, put in the freezer for you. How do you like it? Once say that name, say my name is Victoria Orenze. Ah! You are the Victoria Orenze. What were you expecting? Do you think that kind of glory is coming out of wearing makeup? Know the instructions that are peculiar. But you see those instructions, they don't come out of nowhere. You sit down with him. After some time, you just say, my son, I want to start doing this thing. But it's for you. It's for you. It's not a doctrine. It's for you. There's no in the Bible that says you should fast or go on fasting with the word. You read 90 chapters in 1 week. Just reading the word. It's not in the Bible now, but God told you. Your obedience is your response of faith. Your obedience is the proof that you have faith. Not that you told your friend, this is what God told me. Your obedience is the proof of what? Your faith. So you must know your instruction. This is where authority flows from. This is why a lot of people can talk about certain things and they cannot see the manifestation, because they don't know the instructions that are peculiar to that type of destiny. Say a blade must not touch his head. If there were two children that day when God said that thing, you say, now wow. You never even reach 1 year. They don't tell you, say, make them no barb your hair. Now wow. This your hair go full of lice and dandruff. Can you imagine Samson showing up in class with, and he has to be plaiting the hair or dada? Yeah, now wow. I see that, you know, we are all serving God, though. No, serving God is not that hard. They'll be telling you that you are stressing yourself. Say, it's by faith. The day they will know that you are not the same is the day you remove the gate of the city with toothpick in the other hand. Ah, it's like there's meat here. Now, move the thing. Put it, the gate of a city from Mushin to Aja. So, they will stop. You have Peota, eh? Say, yes, give me Peota. It's going to Aja. How can a man be so infused with strength that he doesn't get tired? You see your friends, some of them, they are prayer warriors. When they read at night, they read for 30 minutes, they go and sleep. You say, I should be ready for. You are comparing yourself to a covenant child. The one that the Lord said, no blade must touch. The secret is his air. Say, we know what we know. We are one in Christ. We by the grace of God, we know what God has. But faith. You will fail. This one, It is covenant that is powering his life. Even him is the result of prayer. It's not as if he was supposed to be born. The boy was not supposed to be born. They prayed until God dropped him. If you have a story around your birth, I'm telling you there is covenant over your life. If there was a challenge, maybe your parents, maybe they couldn't give birth to you for 3 days. If there was something challenging around you, I am telling you today, you may not know it. There is a divine covenant over your life. Go and look for it. Go and look for it. Maybe you buried it under the tree when you are talking to Chike. Go and look for that tree if they have not cut it and dig out that thing and pick your destiny. People don't know. They just think that his life is challenging. I'm telling you, if there was nothing precious in your life, you wouldn't be having those challenges. Who did you offend when you started struggling to graduate from primary school? Who did you offend when you wrote WAEC and jammed you to the next side, other side of the road? Who did you offend? I'm telling you that destiny is speaking. You are seeing challenge. How you see matters. Why are you struggling with your self-esteem? And you cannot see that it's because you are not seeing the face of Jesus. That's why you are struggling with your self-esteem. Yeah, I have spot here. I have this. Finally, when God gave the man his instruction, then God gave him a partner. So the fifth pillar for dominion is divine partnership. Divine what? There are mistakes you can make in your life, but if you have the right person with you, you will not suffer for long. Yeah. If it's your partner and you tell him that, I had an abortion, I did this when I was 17, I had a child when I was 15. Okay, is that all? Okay, where's the child? He said, that's him over there. One of the ways you will know is that he will be giving, like he will love that child. He won't see it as a problem. If he is already complaining about the child, he is your brother in Christ, but he's not your husband. He can be your brother in Christ, but he's not your husband. The day I realized that when a man loves somebody, he doesn't see the lady's fault. My genotype is SC, SA, SB. All right. Say, well, I'm AA. Can we move on? I'm 41. Thank God. Oh, thank God you're even 41. I like people who are matured. I don't have time for drama. You will be shocked that God can embarrass you in your bias. But you see, the key here is the right person. If you are going to the beach every celebration and you are singing that song we sang when I went to train First Bank, Shayo, 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 Shayo. That was what they sang. And Sheye was telling me, Sheye, and he was the one singing Shayo, Sheye, Shayo. Bingu. No, you have to roll your body. You have to roll your body. I said, my pastor is not here, but I cannot roll my body. This rolling of body by the ocean and the marine spirits, I cannot do it. He said, he was holding a bottle of Smirnoff. I remember that is in my head. Shayo, Shayo, Shayo. That's where he was doing. Shayo, 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 Shayo. His eyes were on fire. Because we are celebrating that we graduated from Oshoni Bank Training School. Shayo, Shayo, Shayo. If you go to where the Shayo Master is, you cannot meet your divine partner there. That one is certain. If you try to make it happen, you will still miss it. It's good to connect ourselves, but in the spirit. If one of your friends just wants to help you so you stop complaining and crying, it now connects you to another person. Whatever you see, take it. I'm not saying those things are wrong. I'm just telling that if it is about divine partner, it was God that brought Eve to Adam. So you may not see God physically, bringing the person, but you will see him orchestrating. Huh? Orchestrating the arrangement. You just notice that without anybody trying, you are in each other's spaces. You will just notice that without nobody is trying to do anything, but you are always in the same. Is the Lord saying something here? Sister Veronica, praise God. Then when you pray tomorrow morning, as you are saying, in Jesus' name I pray, you will just remember her name. And then you will join you, and the rest they say, yes, yes, yes. So divine partnership is only found in the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
But please, I hope you notice that, and please don't fight with me, especially if you are wearing a wig or you have earrings or anything. Don't fight with me. What I'm about to say, and I will share the grace now before you stone me. In that conversation, let me just be looking at Brabat. In that conversation where Adam met his wife for the first time, did Eve say anything? You are not processing what I just said. There was nothing like, let me go and think about it. You are laughing now, but later you come and be shouting in my office. Hello? Who did the talking in that story? It was Adam. Adam saw her. This one is the... please, we are... This meeting is not about brothers. He saw her, sir. Why do I see myself in you? That's the meaning of what he was saying. He said, this is the bone... Like... No, you don't get it because we need to share grace now. You are in the same project team. You want to say something, she just says it out of, like, it's like as you are thinking it, she's, this is born of my, then you just talk, you know, say, she now say, so what church you go to, say, Pastor, you know, Pastor, like, this one is in Lekki, not Maryland, like, see, I know him now. When he was in the command second, he's my pastor. Said, let me call him now. You just see, all the points will just be connecting. There's nothing like, what's your father's name? Which family are you from? In Ohafia, which family? You know, there's nothing. The moment is like there was synchrony. Nobody was forcing anything. It was the guy that was just vibing, talking. All we just saw is that the lady moved to his house. This year, 2026, we come against every spirit of, I want to go and think about it. Now, brothers, I've helped you now. So, enter the ocean today. All the brothers, I've helped you. I've opened the door now. You have 24 hours to go in and do whatever. After now, the door will be closed. Amen. Now hear me. Sesu, I will give Sesu Michael. I'm even interested in what you are saying. Now, let me tell you. Sometimes even when you have found the person, you may initially have lots of conflict. And the conflict actually will not make sense, but you may be fighting. Because somebody told us that if it's God's will, we will not disagree. That's not true. What you need to now deal with is the root cause analysis. Why are we arguing? If it's something that is difference in opinion, I like my toothpaste from the bottom, you like from,
That one is not an issue. Buy two, just buy two, and you are fine.
If it's indifference in your reverence and your worship of God, that is a major issue. There are issues that now so we they do for our area. Just knowing which is bad behavior and leave him alone. Now so they do for their own side. Leave her alone and be at peace. My wife will be like Okonjo, I have to make peace with it so that if she becomes minister of, I have to be ready to release her. Not everybody can marry that type of woman. Stop hating on people God has blessed. So,
okay, let's pray. But are you blessed?
Yes,
are you blessed?
Yes,
I ended with divine partnership because that is one of God's agendas for us this year. And it's not just about marriage, oh, even in business. All right? God is going to bring us people we have prayed for. You know, people that will make our lives very easy. People that will recommend us. But Adam entered into rest to find the partner. So you must enter into rest, trusting the Lord that he cannot forget his promise to you. Some things pertain to prayer, some things pertain to resting in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this morning and we bless you. Confirm your words. Bring us into the place of divine intention, divine instruction, divine location, divine partnership. Let every one of us enter the reset mode. Align us with your will. In our families, align us with your will. In our extended families, align us with your will. In our personal lives, our ministries, in the lives of our children, align every one of us with your will. Lord, before the end of this year, we want to be 10 times better. And we give you all the glory in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
You have received the word and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.